Welcome to WaveWriter Morning Dose, everything you need before the bell. Let's dive in.
Good morning, traders. NVIDIA just reported a 75% surge in data center revenue, a record $62.3 billion, and the stock is up 1.5%. That reaction tells you everything you need to know about where expectations sit in this market. Let's get you ready to execute.
Right. And honestly, that 1.5% move, I've been staring at it all morning. Like, they crushed it, and the market just nodded. Anyway, so the breadth numbers are actually pretty encouraging. We had 321 bulls versus 124 bears yesterday. That's a 2.6-to-1 ratio.
Okay, so that's actually pretty strong. Are we calling all clear?
Well, not quite. I mean, the 40-day breadth is only at 56%, so we're healing from that February shakeout, but we're not fully cleared yet. Think of it like a patient with improving vitals, not a marathon runner. But 76% of stocks are sitting above their 20-day moving average. That's a legitimate momentum shift.
Huh. So constructive, but not clean.
Exactly. And look, here's where it gets interesting. The sector rotation tells a more complicated story. Technology surged to the 86th percentile of its 3-month range, up 2.74%. That's conviction buying, not drift.
And on the flip side?
Consumer discretionary collapsed to the 3rd percentile, down 2.16%.
Wait, 3rd percentile? That's not rotation, that's a fire exit.
That's exactly it. And then you've got utilities sitting at the 95th percentile alongside those bullish breadth numbers. Someone's wearing a life jacket at the pool party.
That's just institutional hedging, right? They're not actually scared.
Right? They're bullish, but not stupid. Oh, and crude's down $1.24 to $64.18 barrel. Gold retreating $25. Safe haven money rotating out supports the risk-on tech narrative.
So the backdrop is constructive but complicated. Now let's talk about what's actually driving the action today, because the NVIDIA number is sitting right in the middle of all of this.
Right. So they beat, they raised, data center revenue up 75% to a record $62.3 billion, and the stock is up 1.5% pre-market. I mean, look, the market grades on a curve where perfection is the baseline, right? This is a straight-A student bringing home another perfect report card, and the parents just nod.
Mm-hmm.
So the key level, and I keep coming back to this, is $200. That's the psychological resistance. If it can't hold these pre-market gains, that's a warning signal for the entire tech complex.
And Jensen Huang had some interesting commentary about AI helping software companies, right?
Yeah, that's a narrative lifeline for the beaten-down software group. But, and this is the distinction, CRM is traditional SaaS, down 3.1% to $185.90, despite beating, because cautious guidance spooked traders.
So even beating isn't enough anymore.
Exactly. AI-native software is being treated completely differently. The lesson of this earnings season, execution alone isn't enough. Forward outlook is what the market's pricing. And we've got 30-plus earnings reports hitting this morning. This is a stock picker's environment where individual catalysts matter more than index direction.
So AI-native software is being treated differently than traditional SaaS. Let's see if the scans back that up, because 44 continuation signals fired last night, and almost all of them are in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, when the scans light up with institutional names all in the same sector, it's like seeing all the smart money cars parked in the same lot.
Walk me through the names.
AMAT at $394.95, up 4.5% with 1.1 times relative volume. That's a 7.0% ATR multiple.
Wait, 7.0% ATR multiple? That's not a nibble, that's a full position signal.
Right. The semi-equipment story is alive and well, even if NVDA's reaction is lukewarm. That's the infrastructure build-out playing out one layer below the headline. JBL at $277.57, up 4.3% with 1.3 times relative volume. Electronics manufacturing, volume confirmation is the key tell there.
Got it.
And then, oh, this one surprised me. ISRG at $506.17, up 2.5% with a 93.5% risk profile.
Hold on. Surgical robotics? How does that fit into an AI infrastructure story?
Same defensive rotation that's pushing utilities to the 95th percentile is finding a home in healthcare names with growth characteristics. Best of both worlds for institutional money that wants defense without giving up upside.
Oh, that's smart.
and Zeta up 120% from its risk level on the momentum scan. That's the direct validation of Huang's AI helps software thesis right there.
Wait, say that again. 120%?
120% from its risk level. I mean, that's not a signal, that's a statement. We had 100 momentum breakout signals confirming yesterday's rally was sector-driven with real follow-through potential.
The names are there, the signals are there. Now give me the actual game plan. Bells and minutes.
Technology at the 86th percentile is the place to be. Conviction, not drift. Consumer discretionary at the 3rd percentile. Stay away. The rotation out is aggressive.
Don't fight it.
Don't fight it. Yeah, don't fight it. That rotation is moving fast. The tell for the session, $200 on NVDA. Watch it in the first 15 to 30 minutes. If it clears $200 cleanly, that's the green light for the entire tech complex. Continuation setups in AMAT and JBL become high conviction ads. The AI infrastructure theme gets a second wind.
And if NVDA fades below pre-market levels,
you're not chasing it, full stop. Tighten up, wait for confirmation. And look, software names with guidance overhangs, CRM below $185 is a no-touch until it stabilizes. The 40-day breath at 56% means we're healing, not healed.
Size appropriately.
Size appropriately. Favor continuation over aggressive new positions. The edge today is selectivity.
Fish where the fish are biting.
That's exactly it. I'm stealing that. Futures are flat, but individual catalysts are everywhere. That's the whole story this morning.
Look, bottom line, NVIDIA's muted reaction despite a record quarter tells you expectations are priced for perfection. The real opportunity isn't chasing the headline. It's those 44 institutional continuation signals firing in the AI infrastructure names behind it. Watch $200 on NVDA as your session tell. Stay in tech, stay selective, and let the confirmed setups do the work.
And the scans are backing all of that up.
Scans are loaded. Levels are set. Go execute. That's your morning dose. See you tomorrow, traders.
That's all for today's episode of Wave Rider Morning Dose. Everything you need before the bell. See you next time.